Proverbs 19, verses 15 through 29. Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. He that keepeth the commandment keepeth his own soul, but he that despiseth his ways shall die. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again. Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying. A man of great wrath shall suffer punishment, for if thou deliver him, yet thou must do it again. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. The desire of a man is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. A slothful man hideth his hand in his bosom, and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. Smite a scorner, and the simple will beware, and reprove one that hath understanding, and he will understand knowledge. He that wasteth his father and chaseth away his mother is a son that causeth shame and bringeth reproach. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge. An ungodly witness scorneth judgment, and the mouth of the wicked devoureth iniquity. Judgments are prepared for scorners, and stripes for the back of fools. How opposite is the way of the Lord from the ways of this present world! How opposite is the spirit of His word from the spirit of this age and the American dream! The world tells you not to fear God, but just to love Him. The world tells you to follow your heart and not take the scriptures literally or seriously. The world shows us to use everything and everyone for our advantage, to take care of number one, to speak evil of judgment and authority, and to use wrath to force things into your favor, and of course, to never chasten or discipline your children. But oh, how different and how pure are the ways of the Lord! For only if you fear the Lord and keep His commandment shall you keep your own soul and find life. Don't follow your heart. Your heart is fickle and confused with many contrary devices within. No, hear His counsel, keep His commandment, receive His instruction, so that you may truly become wise in your latter end. For only the counsel of the Lord shall stand, and only those who submit to His counsel shall stand in the day of judgment. But those who despise His ways shall die. Let us not be slothful or slack, but let us be diligent in the word and ways of our God. May we have pity always upon the poor, for the Lord shall have pity upon those who give unto those in need. And He shall pay back what we have given. For the desire of a man is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. But let us not mistake kindness for no discipline or judgment. For the Scriptures exhort us to chasten our sons while there is hope, and not to let our souls spare for his crying. Why? Because if we don't, they shall be emboldened in their own way, and the end of their way is death. Don't meddle with or deliver a man of great wrath, for he shall continue to suffer punishment over and over again. And unless the Lord grants him repentance, he shall never be delivered for good. Smite a scorner, and the simple will beware, and reprove one that hath understanding, and he will understand knowledge. Don't entrust things into the hand of the slothful, And beware of those that waste their fathers and chase away their mothers, for those bring shame and everlasting reproach. So let us cease to hear the instruction that causes us to err from the words of knowledge. For there are many ungodly witnesses that scorn the judgment of our God. And there are many wicked people that give their mouths to devour iniquity. But ultimately, judgments are prepared for scorners, and stripes for the back of fools. So let us pray, that we may truly receive the fear of the Lord, and keep the commandments and instruction of our God. Because the fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. So hear counsel, and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. Because there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Proverbs chapter 19, verses 15 through 29.